The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Everyone is on board.
I'm not.
What
you
happened?
You can't change. It's like the Amityville house.
What are you talking about? That you can't change. He's saying you can't change the narrative. He's coming in hot.
With the Air Force One.
Yeah, okay. It's the Amityville
never
house.
Never going to happen.
Whoever's living in there right now is still like, somebody died in here. Like people that drive by, mm-hmm. they know.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the shoe is.
These are Amityville.
To him,
it's the Amityville house.
Yeah, too 100%. Much has happened.
The walls are going to bleed either way.
Too much
The walls are bleeding
happened.
Either way.
I just saw a guy when I was walking over here. I apologize. I'm coming in. I just start talking.
Hey, no need for apologies.
Cut
that
shit out.
You did that shit.
So as I was walking over here, a bouncer was telling the guy, he goes, yo, man, you're not sliding on anybody tonight. This guy's like, yo, dude, yo, it's him, though. It's him, bro. Bouncer's like, I don't care, man. You're not sliding on it. Yo, bro. And the guy kept going. He goes, I'm coming back, man.
Yeah.
And it was raining. It was too hard. I had to go. I'm coming here. It's raining and everything. But I guarantee you.
Okay.
That man had these on. The guy that's like, I'm coming back. These are the, I'm coming
he came back.
Back
with his Amityville one.
You know what's funny?
His Amityville.
It's funny that you say that. Yesterday I was walking through the subway and I happened to spot a cop wearing them.
Oh, shit.
In uniform.
He robs himself.
He say that. He says
pulls himself
Let's
over.
Let's introduce this one because we're coming in
All right,
hot,
we're already
man.
Coming in hot. This is
going
to be good.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the guy.
And I'm the great boy.
And welcome to another splendiferous
good
episode.
Good fucking word.
Of No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
We are having a good time here. We're as you can hear, we're already in with a great guest.
One of the funniest.
Returning champion.
One of the Terminators.
Featherweight champion.
One of the Tasmanian Devils of Karma. One of the Canadian Devils.
The Canadian sensation. I'm here to promote his new comedy special.
Yeah.
Money Never Wakes. Available on YouTube right
40
now.
40 and Finance.
The great Nathan McIntyre.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nate Mack.
Shit. I never got my soundboard.
Nate Mack.
What are we going to do? What are we going to hit? What was the noise for
you
me?
Know what? I'm saying it as a guy even had a round of applause thing. Like
I got you.
I didn't have that.
You went
that.
Right for it too.
Yeah,
there.
But I'm so good at broadcasting that I went for that, knowing that I didn't even have it. You know,
wow.
what I, mean?
I love it. And then you made
muscle
the noise
memory.
Anyway. Yeah.
Can I say, everybody,
you guys have nicknames. I had a nickname in high school, and anytime I go back to Halifax,
please tell
still...
us what is your nickname? Because I'm always curious why people.
I say Nate Mack, but that's...
why white people specifically?
Because white people don't loosen up enough to like all have good nicknames.
What do you mean?
Like
how? How dare you, Dave?
Like, the most they'll go is McIntosh. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Or they just say
Nate,
the last name?
If I'm doing. Anytime I ever did Black Rooms, mm-hmm. host would call me Nate Dog, always.
Hilarious.
Or Nate, or something. You know what I mean? Something
double Nate, like a Nate.
Double
Nate.
Nate.
That's Nate.
Nate.
Yeah, that's love right there.
And then I would always have to go on and apologize to the crowd. I know there's no apologies here, but not these crowds. Sometimes I'd be like, guys, I'm sorry that my name's not fucking. Thermometer or heat bag. I'm just my name's just Nathan. Nathan McIntosh.
Heat bag.
Heat bag.
Jackson.
My nickname in high school, dude, and I swear to God, there's people still from high school when I run into them in Halifax, they call me this. My nickname was Rooster.
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 Okay.
Okay.
That was my nickname.
Did you get red in the cold and shit like that? Is that where you were?
No, I was fucking. No, I'm kidding. No.
Cock of the walk. That's what the fuck I was. I was a Chanticleer.
Dude, it's even sadder than that. I wish it was a cool thing. So I had. I'll try. Okay. So my nickname for a while, because people are dumb. People see red-haired people and they just go, oh. And people call me Fire Crotch, right?
Fire Crotch.
So stupid.
Stupid.
And a teacher one time, I had this little chain that had a little little eagle on it. And my drama teacher, she goes, what is that, a rooster? I swear to God. And then Dave, she looks at it, and she looks at me. She looks back at it. She goes, rooster, rooster. She stopped the class. Yeah. I'm not fucking with you guys. She goes, guys, Nathan's name now is Rooster. And it just caught the fuck on. To the point that, no joke, when I started comedy, I just go by Rooster in Halifax. I've been walking down the street, people are like, Rooster. I'm like, yeah, what's up? And it also, wow. I mean, I got red hair. It makes sense. It's, you know what I mean? But no joke, when I started comedy, for a while, 6 months of comedy, I went by on stage. I made fun of it. Nathan Rooster McIntosh.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I couldn't let go of it. And then one guy, this big, who I love, this man named Richard Ryder. His name's Dick Ryder. Big gay guy. He's like 6'4".
Dick Ryder.
Dick Ryder.
Dick Ryder. Swear to God, real guy. I was doing his show one time. He goes, what's your name? I go, Nathan Rooster McIntosh. He goes, no, I'm not calling you that.
Wow.
He goes, pick one. He was mad. He goes, pick one. You're either Rooster or Nathan McIntosh. I'm not doing this. And he walked away. And I had like 20 seconds to decide the rest of my life. Do you know what I mean?
That's your thing.
That determined it.
That was the decision.
Dick Ryder took all the Rooster right out of you.
So get that Rooster out of here.
Because I was like, do I want to be known as Rooster forever? Or can I use my name? And then, give me that cock. Dude, I'm Dick Ryder.
You do realize if you were Rooster, how big you'd be by now.
Oh, I'd be doing arenas. I'd be honking.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'd have. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You would have those rooster necklaces.
I'd be selling alarm clocks.
Oh yeah.
They're always set to 6 a.m. Are you guys ready to cock-a-doodle down? People love chants, merch.
That gimmicky shit.
Or a hat with
awesome.
The rooster. The hat is the rooster head. The things.
Yeah, there would be smoke shooting up out the stage.
Are your groupies the gobblers?
Oh my.
Yeah.
There's no way you don't close a show with the gobblers coming out on stage
gobble,
to end a musical number.
The set is also like a farm.
Oh my God.
I come out of a barn door smoke. I mean, I should have, knowing what I know now, Nathan McIntosh has not really done that. So, I mean, Rooster would have been...
Rooster.
Rooster would have been a big thing.
It's Rooster!
You would have bypassed New York, all of that. They'd be flying
everywhere.
You into Dubai, Australia, everywhere.
Rooster on the strip. 17 specials. 44
Rooster
specials.
Rooster on the strip.
Rooster on the strip. Rooster on the strip would have been the one.
Cock of the stage.
Cock of the stage.
Jamming on the farmland.
Jamming on the farmland.
Bigger and roosterier.
Chanticleer, get out of here. You got to understand, boy. That nigga Rooster would have been bigger than Kevin Hart.
Movies.
Oh,
McDonald's
man.
Deals. What? Chicken sandwiches? Fucking Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah.
KFC.
It's the Rooster. Just the Rooster sandwich. Yeah. It's a chicken sandwich with a little bit of hot sauce on it.
Bruh.
It's called the Rooster.
Rooster sandwich. All that shit.
Well, no, you know what? Maybe after this, I'll start it. Maybe I'll just... They always say you're never too late. It's never too...
Parachute into a stadium full of gobblers.
This was literally... You just witnessed the end of Nathan McIntosh and
the beginning
of Rooster.
The birth of Rooster.
Let's go ahead and get in some plug real fast. This is going to be a hot one. Might as well plug the last bit of Nathan McIntosh that you can find out there.
Because it's about to be Rooster Mania.
Nathan, they heard it from me, but let them hear from your mouth one more time. What's the name of the special and where can they find it?
Special is called Money Never Wakes. It is 40 minutes on finance. 45, we're being serious. It's on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Nathan McIntosh. You can also follow me, Instagram, Twitter, all the stuff, at Nathan McIntosh, MacIntosh.
All right. Just check and see if at Rooster is available. Never mind.
That was taken day one. It was like Mr. Big Dick was taken, Lady Slayer, Rooster.
Yeah.
I bet it's Rooster. At Rooster 868 million now.
Yeah.
My email, actually, I had to get, years and years ago, I got Rooster 99, I think, at like Hotmail.
Dot
Jesus
Rooster.
Christ.
Period Rooster.
Dot Rooster.
Yeah, dot Rooster.
Dot Rooster. What? Dot Rooster? 007?
Yeah.
Secret agent? Dot Rooster? What? Stick. You got franchises in this room.
This is all, yeah, everything that Chicken Boo did, Rooster will do. You remember Chicken Boo from Animaniacs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rooster, just killing it. Derek, what do you got coming up, man? Where can people see us live?
Live. We're going February 11th.
Pull up the show dates, people.
February, tell them. Do the thing.
February 11th, guys, we are in Pottstown. Soul Joe's Comedy Lounge. Come check us out as we do a headline out there. February 23rd, Austin, Texas, Creek in the Cave. Ticket link is available soon. It should be up there by now, even though it's not here in the picture. But by the time you see it, it'll be there. The 25th, Houston, Texas, The Secret Group. Check us out. Make sure you subscribe to the channel to find all of our old episodes. As a matter of fact, cut that music. Let's just always reflecting on a clip from episode past. You guys
really?
Have the
We doing a blast from the past?
Yeah, I always do that, man.
Okay.
Just to make sure these people know what they get if they go behind the paywall. You have the clip at the top, right after any plugs there. Jorge's looking at me very confused. Hopefully Tiana knows what's going on.
Oh, while we're doing that, make sure y'all keep looking out for Wrath of Becky. It's making it South by Southwest. Yeah, world premiere in March, and then it'll be out.
Is it a picture? No, it's not a picture.
And Bupkis, keep looking out for those shows. You'll see them in the atmosphere. All right.
There you go.
What was that? That was dope.
Yeah, that was the beat that also did turn into a song. So I'm going to talk to
you about like that.
You know what's crazy? Okay.
Oh, this thing is funny. I love Prince.
That's how I lost my virginity. She was someone that I used to date.
Okay.
That was it.
But I was trying to wait till I got you up.
I was in a bed. So I mean, it's like it's my fault.
No, because
women said that don't mean nothing.
That don't mean nothing. You better hold your rights.
Listen, bro. I mean, I can eat.
Her being dick out. That means nothing. No.
Listen, bro. I could beat her up. So it's like I just feel like, come on, man. I can beat her up. It's easy.
Preacher Lawson, great guest on the show. Lost his virginity, sounded almost by force, but he realized, hey, nah, I could beat this chick up, so I'm just going to go ahead and take the L, man. It's a very, very funny episode. That episode is available with all other episodes from
all
the past.
All other episodes.
At GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you use promo code NNFA, you'll get a 7-day free trial. So you can watch all of those episodes and, you know, hang out, check out everything.
Like marathon them.
But
shit.
Yeah.
Cook some food. Listen to some podcasting.
So, yeah, with that that beat there, so you said you did hear the new J. Cole song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
J. Cole has a song out. It's called, what's
Procrastination.
It called? Procrastination. Broke.
Right. Broke, yeah. Yeah. Brackets yeah. Broke, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently the story behind this song, J. Cole just happened to be mucking around on YouTube and spotted one of those J. Cole type beats that he was like, oh, this shit is actually pretty hot. And then he laid down a verse and it hit the dude up and was like, yo, we want to make this a real song. And like, that's dope that it was made that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because J. Cole's a good guy. So, you know.
He paid this dude?
Yeah. He paid him.
Shit.
Gave him producer and all that kind of stuff
Wow.
like that. It's just a wild thing to, because I don't know. Do you ever do that? Do you ever look at the tight beats?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right?
I write. This sounds crazy. This sounds like I should be wearing these, but I write to Griselda type beats.
Yeah.
That or jazz. Because I like, those beats are like, they're great, but if you're not listening to people rap over them, you can just kind of focus. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
They're
man.
Chill
they're lo-fi.
And cool. But I love the Griselda type beats. J-Lo type beats, all that type of shit.
The plug music that we were just talking over.
Yeah.
That was a Griselda type beat. That's how we found that. That was a Griselda type beat. So yeah, what's this? J. Cole makes a song from a random YouTube producer. Yeah, J. Cole type B.
That, you know what's crazy? That guy, the producer, should go by random YouTube producer. Because this is already branding.
Yeah.
You're already, just be, yo, random YouTube producer.
Yeah, with that
on
little,
the, you know what I mean?
That little noise in the beginning.
Yes.
R-Y-P. R-Y-P.
Yes, yes,
R-Y-P.
R-Y-P, yes. Random YouTube producer.
That's the best way to do it. And then get one of those little helmets so that no one knows your identity.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Yeah, and then you just
fucking
blow
Daft Punk that shit.
Yeah, dude, if he was wearing a full suit, like he just dressed as Captain America but had a different head.
That's the best way to get famous now, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, especially if you're the first time anybody sees you, random YouTube producer. First of all, That's kind of a disgraceful. Exactly. He doesn't get a name.
Absolutely.
He doesn't get where he's from. He doesn't get a dick.
And the sad part
is, they should have gave that nigga a number.
They also make it sound like he's a newcomer to this shit. He's probably been
random
making
guy.
Beats for 17 years.
He might have been the first guy to ever make a beat. He could be fucking 80. This guy could have made the beat machine. He could be the man behind fucking Fruity Loops, you know?
Or YouTube.
And then they just give him random YouTube producer.
He should be upset.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't be upset. But that's crazy that he's. I mean, that's wild. That's exactly what happened though with not the same because I don't know what happened with it. But Trinidad James, All Gold, Everything came from the internet. That was just a song that he found online.
Wow.
Okay.
That was just a song he found on YouTube.
And then Bruno Mars just really took it and did something special with it, huh?
What'd Bruno Mars do with it?
Don't believe me, just watch.
That's All Gold Everything?
No, All Gold Everything. Remember?
Don't believe me, just watch, nigga.
So the horns said nigga instead. Don't believe me, just watch. That's the horns said nigga. You see what I'm saying?
No,
and he took
you.
That shit to Vegas on the strip, nigga.
I think he went, didn't he do a Super Bowl halftime show
with that? Changed nigga to horns and said, fuck this nigga from Atlanta. And we just gonna go there and do this with Beyonce at the Super Bowl. He's the Hawaiian motherfuckers.
Oh,
they killing us.
Hey, they've been telling me since I started at open mic, if you work clean, you will make money.
Yeah.
If you work clean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what Witt always told us. Like your dick rider story.
Everybody did.
The guy that hosts, we had a guy named Wid, and Wid was like, don't pick that dumb name shit.
Yeah.
You see, the Derek Gaines or whatever. I'm not calling you anything else. Like, Wid. Yeah.
I'm not showing me crazy, but his name is...
The Wid.
Yeah. So was he saying from experience, like, don't do what I did?
Yeah, no. That was the thing in Philly, too. Don't come in here with all them dumbass nicknames.
Also came in with nicknames off the street.
D-Smooths. Yeah. There was D-Smooths and Dirty Dick Diamond and all.
Yeah, totally.
D-Gagnez and what was another one? Sun 752. Like, just rat names
doing
comedy.
I get it, man. Yeah. I get it. I've been in you know, I know. Wendy's Napkin, fucking... Tabletop, Mr. Frosty.
Yeah.
Highway 6.
You're not even exaggerating. There literally was a guy named Ketchup that we came up with.
You said Wendy's Napkin. That's a good one. Oh,
Ketchup should be a Canadian dude. If I'm being serious. Canada
rich
loves
chigga.
Ketchup. We had
a rich chigga. Rich chigga cracked me up, man.
Yeah.
That was a funny dude.
Great news, fans. Yo Kratom, the best supporter of our style of comedy, just launched Yo Delta.
So there's Yo Kratom, now there's Yo Delta.
That's right. We've got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long.
Yo, yo, yo.
So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, well, then it's time to stock up and enjoy a summer of Delta 8. What is Delta 8? Something that's found in weed and can be legally shipped nationwide and get you high.
Found where in weed?
Down in the microfibers. You
down
know,
in the microfibers.
Where the scientists get.
In the stem.
Scientists,
oh, all right.
They get deep.
In the dirt.
Yeah, Yo Delta is potent. And if you're living in a state where weed is illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your source and he either wants to hang out too much or you can never track him down, just go to YoDelta.com for high quality, lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high.
Well, god darn.
That's YoDelta.com. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS.
GAS as in gas.
Yeah, G-A-S for 25% off.
Wow. Let's get back into it.
Cool. With the catch-up one, like, you know, naming off of menu items, have you guys been seeing what's going on with Waffle House, what they're up against right now?
What's going on? They be getting good fights.
Well, I was
going
to say, they're starting a promotion, like a fight promotion.
I like
this. It's even worse than this. So, you know, Waffle House, their employees are already under the gun, where it's just like there's fights every night. I don't know why people even still fill out applications.
I know,
man. To go work at Walmart.
They need danger pay.
At the Terror Dome.
100%. They should be paid $100 a minute.
There always should have been food at the Terror Dome. This is great.
Yeah. So, click up the Today article.
Okay.
Apparently, there was a sandwich that went viral.
It was
TikTok.
A Waffle House sandwich? Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't a real sandwich.
Yeah.
Someone went in there and basically made like a Luther burger with waffles and hamburgers and bacon and
cut
and
it
cheese.
In fours.
Can I assume
this is the same?
Okay, can I assume where we're going?
Go ahead, where are we going?
So some psycho on TikTok, which let's get this thing banned already. You know what I mean? They're talking about it. Let's get it out of here. But somebody made this from their own thing, said it was from fucking Waffle House, and then some psycho juiced up at 2 a.m. went in there and said, "I want that." And then there was a brawl.
Not some. It is a problem at Waffle Houses across the country.
Oh, shit.
People are showing up looking for this fictitious diabetes
They looking?
Oh. They have had to put signs on their door. So this is the sandwich. Oh.
People,
they want that.
People will listen to anything a woman with those type of nails says. Because you know what's crazy? You can only see her. Look at her hand. That's it. But you know she has a massive ass.
Yeah.
Big tits. Lady's face is all done up.
Yeah,
but
voice
this is
nice.
Look at her. Look at that nail.
Look at the.
Yeah, she a bad bitch. She might
she
be a bad
She is
bitch.
Absolutely one of the hottest women alive.
That's a good observation.
But this is TikTok. Look, man, they talk about it every once in a while. They're like, we need to ban it. And this should be one of the things. We got people. Okay, so not only is everything we're doing using having going straight to China, and then the one day they're going to bring tanks over and mow everybody down. We also have people over here that believe a sandwich that doesn't exist is real.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're walking into a building and go, I want the sandwich.
I want the Jesus on a platter.
And they don't believe Waffle House is fake news.
Yeah.
The guy working at Waffle House making $4 is fake news to them. He just doesn't want to do it in their eyes. So they're going to hop the counter and fucking Air Force One stomp a guy to death.
Instead of just make the sandwich.
Instead of just make the sandwich. I'll tell you this, too. Whoever this lady is with the nails and the big ass, I'm assuming, needs jail time. If you are if you're starting
Put
fights.
Put this bitch in the cell.
If you're starting
you're
fights. You're
going to cause the ruckus with your nails.
Yes. Remember when people used to say, who started this?
Yeah.
When 20 people run into a Waffle House to murder a guy for a sandwich that doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
People got to go, wait. Why? And they go, well, I saw this lady, man, named fucking Miss Kitty or whatever. She made a sandwich. And they go, what's her account? And they kick FBI kick door foot right
SWAT
through the fucking
bitch.
Yes.
SWAT
yes,
team
right
in
through the window.
While she's eating it.
Yeah. Right through the window, gun to the head.
I agree. I'm gonna take it a step further. I think we also need to arrest the people who show up looking for the sandwich. Almost like a Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, sit down for
Yo,
a second.
Yo, look, provide a sandwich. You in here trying to get something from this thing that don't exist. That's so funny.
Do you want to explain yourself?
Yeah. Did you?
You know what you could probably do, too? You could do the whole fucking To Catch a Predator deal. You could tell people, oh, man, somebody can make a fake Waffle House account and go, hey, here's how you get the sandwich. The exact same way that they set up Predators. You come in, go to the parking lot, take your shirt off. Right? Get half hard, come in.
Show up!
We give you the
Go in there,
we
chubby.
Give you the sandwich. Guy opens the door rock hard. Like, you want to explain yourself?
Yeah.
Sit him down and interview him and go, Buddy. The internet isn't telling you the truth.
We're taking your phone and you're going to boot camp.
You're done.
Because
Jenny
the internet
Jones
ain't real.
Yeah. What was that guy's name?
Boot camp.
Rick something. There was a guy.
Sergeant
something, whatever.
Yeah.
But yes.
Sergeant, straighten you out.
We need that again. We
yeah.
need
Sergeant
that back.
Plain and simple, you've consumed too much America.
I love this. That's the charge. Too much America.
Too much America.
You snorted too much salt. You drank too much cheese. You've seen too many tits. You've watched too much oiled up fucking psychotic porn. Jail time. We're going to put you in a cell.
That's
no
right.
lights.
No jail.
No internet.
Jail.
No connections.
Under the jail.
Yeah. Under the jail.
Under it.
Under it.
24-1. You don't get no time off.
That's
nigga.
Hilarious.
We put you in the cell the whole time.
Do I get
you
an hour
will not
wreck?
See the sun no more.
No. You get an hour of thinking about wreck. That's what you get to do. You sit down, you think about it. Think about what you would do with an hour.
We're going to open a slit that faces the rec center, and you get to watch motherfuckers lift weights through the slit.
In all seriousness, man, the internet. Look, man, I like the internet. Who doesn't like the internet? You can watch anything be put into a woman's ass whenever you want.
Absolutely.
What a great time. What a festival. You can listen to a fucking Griselda type beat. But guys, we've gone too far.
With the sandwiches.
It's too free.
With the Waffle House loofah.
We need to shut the internet off for one day a week. Every
one day
Sunday,
a week. 2 days
close
a week.
I'm not lying to you. I'd love 2 days. Like I'd love 2 days.
Like how when TV used to go off at like 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And an American flag should come on.
Should just shut
Canada
down.
Though, we had the same thing. A fucking beaver would ride a moose past the flag. So that's yours. And then we'd like, you know what I mean? Do the whole national anthem. And I'd be sitting there like, man, mom's not coming home, huh? That every time. Every time that thing came on, I was like, I guess I'm making my own breakfast. This fucking lady's out there goddamn fighting Waffle House waitresses for sandwiches that aren't real.
I'll make my own breakfast. Wow.
Guess I got to figure out how to make these eggs myself.
Oh my God. But no, everybody there needs jail time. That's but right. Mostly the woman. Look, I want to stress this again.
Okay.
I know she's hot. I know her lips are so pumped up. She can't even fucking see. She has to tuck her top lip to look. Her top lip is blocking her own eyes. Her bottom lip literally touches her nipples.
Okay.
She needs jail time.
Jail time.
I don't know who you are. I apologize. Your hot hands, your big ass. Jail time.
Everybody involved should be going to jail.
You're right.
All of you. All of you.
That's so funny.
Dude, actually.
Well done.
Yeah, this is actually a well done segue too perfectly, man, as we talk about breakfast.
Okay.
We're going into breakfast now?
What's up? We're going into these eggflation.
Yeah, eggs like $9 now. Yeah. $9 a cart.
Like, wow. I mean, especially at a time where we were using so many of the eggs to just make waffles for Instagram videos that we're not going to eat. Like, again, more reasons for jail time. It's like, lady, you're wasting eggs. So egg prices soar as grocery stores deal with eggflation.
Eggflation.
Were there more? Are there more? Yeah, so this has been crazy. Everyone's been taking to the internet to make funny memes of like, oh, I'm selling eggs. I got these eggs on the low.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether that's real, that they actually put a detector on
there.
Funny.
Yeah, the jokes, but they're wasting them. What does that say? Single eggs being sold at the grocery store now in case you can't afford more. Dollar an egg. I don't know where they photoshopped that shit.
We run out of food.
I know what I got.
About it.
No lowballers. That's funny.
Wow.
I've been going to different stores all day and putting eggs in my pocket.
Wow.
Now, even though all of this shit is done for jokes, what is this?
Is an egg in a...
Hope my insurance policy covers egg. See what I'm saying? Like, eggs are still being destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Cardi B was talking about, people were mad at her. Like, what do you care? And she's like, this is exactly how.
Why are you complaining about this? That just goes to show me when you become successful, when you have money, you're gonna go broke soon.
Okay,
because
I'm
not budgeting. I get a summary of the money that's being spent in my home every week. So when I'm starting to see
Cardi always got good
financial advice, can I say
this? Wait a second.
Hot take.
Go, please.
I just saw Cardi's hands.
Uh-huh.
She's the waffle sandwich lady.
Same person.
That's the same person.
It's the same guy.
So now we know.
Cardi B started this shit.
Now we know where to go. Cardi B, we have to come talk to you.
Straight to jail, Cardi.
Straight to jail, Cardi.
You got to do time.
It's time to go.
You got to do time.
Are they really rushing the Waffle House? That's crazy. I'm so crazy that we went back to that. But they really rushing Waffle House.
Yeah.
The internet will kill us all. Somebody could literally just put on the internet, rush this person. And they do. They have swatted people's houses and all that kind of shit. Dude, we're fucked. We're so fucked. Seriously, in 10 years, we're fucked. Everybody's going to be locked inside, getting swatted or swatting people.
Yeah.
Or running outside to murder somebody for a fucking bag of chips that's not real. It's like crazy. People's brains are gone. We used to all know like one crazy guy. Everybody's fucked now.
Everybody's crazy.
Wild now, bro.
It's just weird though when you watch, because I want to see how high the egg thing goes. Like, it's because it's like weird where some foods we just don't pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And when the price moves up, we're like, how the fuck? Like Doritos?
Okay.
Doritos are like $6.49.
Get the fuck out of here.
For an adult bag of Doritos?
Where are you buying Doritos?
At the supermarket.
Which one?
Any of them.
No, come on. Because
the price is on the bag. The price don't get made at the store. The price is made at the factory.
Yeah, but you're flying to fucking Santa Ana to get your Doritos.
No.
I got a grocery store right in my neighborhood.
How much do you think Doritos are?
Well, look, man, I'm not trying to be that guy. I don't know I don't buy Doritos.
I know, but I'm saying.
I don't think they're $6.49. I think I would see blood in the streets if Doritos
Listen, I had to get off of potato chips and pretzels because I had a bad addiction to them. And I knew how bad it was because pretzels went from 99 cents a bag to $2.49 a bag.
Why does it say $14?
What?
That's a big
bag. Where's
this
from? That's like a bag.
Yeah, she's on Amazon.
Yeah, this bag could be from anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think the bodega's got a website.
Hilarious.
You go on there, type
what in. What's the cause of eggflation? Do they say what that is?
Gas
prices, chickens
Russia,
are fucking
the rooster
Ukraine.
Ain't, the rooster ain't fucking know, the same.
Ukraine
we
is
want
having
money,
some
man.
Issues. Like, it's always based off of like
war is somehow, even a war is not causing it. We'll just say war.
Let's add to the craziness of the internet.
Okay. Go ahead.
You could just say that with anything.
Yeah.
Why'd you cheat on me? Ukraine. Ukraine, what do you mean? What do you
Ukraine
mean?
Did it.
There's a war happening.
My heart was so heavy, I had to go
this
fuck
lady,
something else.
Did you see this woman's nails? She's clearly gorgeous. I had to fuck my phone. So I cheated on you. Ukraine. Zelensky, man, don't talk to me. Call Putin if you want me to stop fucking putting my dick in other things. If you want a regular priced egg, you got to go to Russia and fight yourself. That's just wild.
Yeah.
But I guess, yes, it really does have some sort of stake in things. But, I mean, eggs are $6, $9.
This might sound racist, but do those chickens that kind of hang out with West Indian people and Latinos, are they still capable of laying eggs?
Why would that? What's the racist part here?
Because some people might not realize, like, West Indian people, when they take over a neighborhood, chickens show up too.
Chickens show up.
Like, I grew up in Southwest Philadelphia. There were no chickens. Uh-huh. Now there are chickens just walking around.
I get you, man. My girlfriend's Trinidadian. There's fucking four chickens in the closet every every single day that I open. I get a bird right to the eyes. None of them are laying eggs,
that's
too.
That's what I'm trying to
say. Fucking shit.
They out drinking every night.
They're sitting in the. They're out there fighting fucking Waffle House employees.
That's what I'm trying to find. Can those chickens generate eggs?
They're trying to sop up the liquor in their guts.
This is another thing we got to do, okay? First of all, we got to grab Cardi B. She's clearly the woman behind the sandwich.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the sandwich?
We pick her up. Then we pick up every farmer.
All right.
And we sit him down. And we go, look, man, I know you're wearing overalls. Lower the fucking... Do something.
Do something.
Talk to your chickens, man.
But there's got to be... I'm waiting for the documentary to explain why the eggs are so high right now. Like, what's going on? It's something. You're right.
Gas prices, documentaries oil also, prices.
They've been coming out a little bit too fast, right?
What do you mean?
Like, is this hatchet-wielding thing... That is about the guy that they just arrested, like, a few weeks ago, right?
Can I tell you about this
that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
So, dude... I don't know how I missed. I guess I was asleep.
What's the name of this movie?
Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker.
Okay.
Yeah.
And dude, so I guess I slept through 2013, like the whole year. I don't remember anything about this. I didn't see these memes. I don't know what I was doing. But I'm watching this. At the very beginning, this guy, Hitchhiker, he sees a guy fighting a woman. He gets out and he starts hatcheting the guy's head. And they're interviewing the Hatchet Hitchhiker. And I'm watching it at home. And the guy goes, so what happened? He goes, oh, man. He goes, I saw Buddy drive into a guy. And as soon as I heard Buddy, I went, yo. This guy's Canadian. Yeah. Right away, I go, this guy's Canadian. Then I thought, nah, I don't know. He's from some place where they say Buddy, too. Cut to fucking 50 minutes in the documentary, Edmonton. I go, he is Canadian. I knew it.
Look at Canadians.
First of all, look at Canadians. Mm. We got some decent people that come down. Then you got your Tory Lanezes shooting fucking shooting goddamn. You got shooting the fucking that could have been Meg Thee Stallion's fucking hand making that sandwich because she can't use her feet anymore. They're fucking blown off. So you got Brampton coming down and blowing people's fucking pinkies off, and then you got Edmonton crossing the border and murdering people.
And hatcheting
people. Guys, I'm saying to you right now, close the border.
Yeah. Yeah. Canada.
Close the border.
Canada got that Black Air Force One energy right about now.
Stop sitting down, you freaks. Stop sitting down, these weirdos.
Yeah. Because we were wondering when we saw that the Black Air Force Ones were sold out and we couldn't get any. We were trying to figure out where they were. They were in Canada.
We got skates on them now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not lying to you when I hear, because Canada likes to do this. We like to take on everything America does and just say it's our problems. So when Tory Lanez is dead, and why, I don't even know why I'm talking about this. If I haven't. Tory Lanez is dead out in front of the court. He goes, this is the biggest injustice we've ever seen in this country. And he's talking about that. I go, what country?
Which, what the fuck are you talking
which,
about?
Sir, which one are you talking about? Because man, dude, you can't just come in and be like, right? I'm not from here. I got a green card. You're not fucking.
Yeah. Mind your business.
The documentary.
What the hell are you talking?
It's the documentaries. He saw the Meek Mill documentary.
That's what I'm saying.
And he goes, no. I know how to get this done. You know,
everything that happens That's here, crazy. Canada just adopts it. Like, man, you see what's going on out there?
Yeah,
you see
buddy.
What's going on? You see what they're doing?
He
it's
did
like,
a war
to
cry
us.
Too. He did like a Canadian war cry.
Dude, that yes.
He went reached up.
Yes.
It was wild.
He talked to the sky. He talked to the syrup lords.
We're calling
in the clouds
down to strike upon. I said, this nigga's Braveheart.
He said, we've never seen an injustice like this in this country.
Yeah.
I can't believe other people weren't like, the fuck are you? You have Terry Fox is in your passport.
That
you have the blue nose on page 10.
That statement alone will keep him from ever getting citizenship.
But either way, eggs.
Nah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny too. This is all segueing really good because that hitchhiker movie thing, that was like the number two movie in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Netflix always tells you, like, yeah, this is what everyone's watching. I recently caved in. I had a day where I just need to sit back. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I decided, like, fuck it. I need a day to just relax. What's going on in the world? So I turned on Netflix. Wanted to see what everyone was watching. The number one movie in the world in Netflix. You know it? You pointed at me right away like you knew what it was.
No, go ahead. Listen.
It's a movie called Dog Gone.
Oh, okay. No.
It's just Rob Lowe.
Fielding!
Yes, sir?
Okay, dog, so she got the trailer right now.
He wants to play fetch.
It's a dog movie?
It's a dog movie.
Rob Lowe's fucking jacked, huh?
Right.
He needs to choose the stick.
He needs to choose.
Look at this fucking man.
Really? Yeah. There's a formula I discovered with these movies.
Who's got time to look after your dog when you're just doing roids and fucking pull-ups in the garage?
Yeah, that's the liver king.
Everyone needs one soul.
So this guy, this very irresponsible kid, adopts a dog.
That's who Conker was for me.
Well,
he's lost.
His dog gets lost.
I promise you we will find that dog.
You promise? How can you say that?
It bothers me that everybody in movies now looks good.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
No medication.
Look at that fucking kid.
Yeah.
That guy fucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is a theme that I noticed in these movies, right? So I'm telling my girlfriend what I'm doing during the day. And I'm like, I'm watching this movie.
That's a stupid name. I keep my dog a stupid.
You know what else there was not in this movie? No black people. At all.
It was one of them good
old
classics.
No black people. Based on a true story.
Hilarious. Oh, man. Aww. You sound like Tory Lane's dad right there.
This is an outrage. This is an outrage. All right. So here's the deal. You can pause the trailer. There's a formula.
Yeah.
Because when I said, I'm watching this movie, this dog movie, it's the number one movie in the country right now.
Okay.
Oh, is that the Channing Tatum movie? And I'm like,
called Dog.
Oh, there's another one called Dog.
Channing Tatum.
Dog War.
Channing Tatum has a dog movie. There are a bunch of dog movies featuring really hot men. And there's like just all of the emotional gamut, and they're just fucking with women to make them go, I want a dog. Like at the end of the whole thing, women will just go like,
a woman gets in the movie, she's like, I want a Channing Tatum.
Yeah, with a dog.
You can cut the dog. If Channing Tatum walks in your house rock hard, you don't need a dog.
You don't think so? Ladies been getting hard rock afterward? Hard.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking
what about after they finish fucking? You want to go pet the dog?
Yeah.
Pet Channing. He's not going to be here that long. He's got things to do. Pet his fucking head.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's the best way to look at it. And that's the best way to be as a dude. Someone who's not going to be here that long.
I know I'm planning on staying.
I know. I get what you're saying, though. I thought this for so long that, like, there are no ugly people in movies now. Dude, movies in the 70s used to star
teeth,
ugly
terrible.
People.
Yeah. Ugly and teeth
now,
everywhere.
Stars from the 70s wouldn't be allowed to be an extra in a movie today.
Yeah. Danny DeVito could not have started his career
today. Yeah, man.
Today.
It's all filters. You know that.
It's awful. Everybody's shiny and looks good, and it's just gross. How the fuck? This man's jacked. His son's gorgeous. Get fucked. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Can it not be like a dopey dad who lost his dog and his weird fucking
like a goofy movie
pale,
or something?
Yeah,
they were dogs.
I think that's what most women who are watching this movie are living. They're
so
married to some
movie,
doofy goat.
I got you.
You know
this
what
is,
I mean?
This is women. This is like a female porn type.
Because
deal.
it was about even though this is the dude and son. It's about the mom. And the mom has some unresolved issues with her dog from her past. And that's what it's really,
Jesus.
Really comes down to.
Wow.
Yeah, the movie blew my mind. Like, fucking, I'm going to spoil this movie because fuck it. This movie
that's
stinks.
Right. That's good.
But
the movie is weird, where it's just like it's everything that's wrong with dogs.
Okay.
The dog can't survive in nature.
All right.
Because he's got some sort of disease that humans have given him.
Disease?
From, yeah, he's got some disease that he has to take his medication every 30 lupus? Days or he'll die.
The dog got lupus?
Right? The dog, you know, the boy doesn't put the dog on a leash because, you know, he's liberal and free thinking. And, you know, he always comes back. He, trust me, on college campus, he, you know, like the kid comes home after graduating, no prospects. Nothing. Like he literally, he's moving in with a kid. Mm-hmm. This son is a single mother, not father. Single mother. Like okay. I'm coming home with my baby, and we need some help. You know, parents are loaded. By the way, driving around in a Range Rover to look for the dog, which proves my theory. People in Range Rovers never happy, never. If you ever see anyone in a Range Rover, they're always frustrated. They're always in a rush, and this movie proves that point as they are frantically looking for
this
dog.
This is good. You're looking at this in a good way. I don't want... Keep going.
To get the dog back...
Talk your shit.
After spending the entire 30 days...
In the movie.
Looking for the dog.
Why 30 days?
It was a month
because
span?
Because they had to count down... You know, to make some drama.
God,
so it's like,
kidding?
Hey, we have to find him because we have to give him his medicine or he's going to die.
Oh, my God.
Now, what I love about this movie is also...
You hear this old yellow
shit? It shows how...
That was a good movie.
It show, right. Old Yeller, that dog was useful. And those people were useful.
And Old Yeller's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's fucking sad. It's a good movie.
These people, they set up a wide net. There's all kinds of stuff. The dog is going viral on social media. The news, but they can't find him. No one's going to the woods to look for the dog. Everyone is just texting, hey, anything I can do? Like, we're in that world,
no,
right?
This just sounds terrible. Man.
Right. The whole family drops everything to look for the dog.
For the dog.
Meanwhile, the boy is also not taking care of himself. So, the dog is sick because the boy hasn't been taking care of him. You know, he's just feeding him whatever, Doritos, all kinds of crazy shit.
All kinds of crazy shit.
And the boy is also not well, and he's not telling anybody. He's spitting up blood, all kinds of crazy shit like that. Jeez. So what's wild about it is it's like the family has to go through this incredible roller coaster all due to the boy's irresponsibility. And somehow, at the end of it, it's just like a happy movie. And so I'm like, oh, wow. We're a family, aren't we? And it's like, yeah, this kid is—he's bringing you all down. Like this kid is.
Did
a
they
pain
find
in the
dog?
Yeah, they found a dog.
They gotta find it.
They found, and when they found a dog, the kid drops dead. Like, and it's like, well, not dead, excuse me, but you know what I mean. Like,
oh, that would have been something to watch,
right?
I would have watched just for that. Like, get the fuck.
Can you take your phone out right now? Doggone.
Wow. Yeah. Right. That would be an
that sounds
title.
Pretty terrible. And that's the number one movie, huh?
That's the number one movie.
Wow.
Let's get serious, though.
Let's get serious.
Dave Temple, you did this to yourself. You do good and goddamn well a movie named Dog Gone is not for you.
Absolutely. I just wanted to see.
You know what's
you did it for the story.
There's a family in Greenwich, Connecticut, right? They got hedges. They got big fences. And they go, let's watch a movie tonight. It's a family.
Yeah.
They get big goblets, wines that they own, vineyards. And they sit down. They go, what do you want to watch, Daddy? I don't know. Let's give this menace to society a shot. And they turn it on and they go,
oh, dog.
I don't know if this is for us. They're doing a podcast somewhere being like, have you guys seen Menace to Society? Oh, my. First of all, they murder that Korean woman. I mean, you walked yourself into doggone.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to see what were they doing. Yeah,
what America's watching. Lady with the nails making a sandwich. The same
Why
type
the
of people or having a party. A party at a party.
Greenwich, Connecticut. A family, white pasty, toothpaste, fluoride family from
candles
Greenwich.
Everywhere, like those
candles.
Big dinner tables where you can't even see
Huge
anybody.
Huge cedarwood dinner table, Minister Society. What a paint. What a picture you just painted. That made me laugh for real.
My Menace to Society experience was just like that. We was, weird story. My mom sent me to Virginia one summer to go hang out with some people because I was like... She was just worried about me too city in the street and stuff like that. So she sent me down to Virginia and these people were like doing stuff with me. You know, they got kids. It's cool. But like we went to the movies to go see Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh.
1993.
Great time.
I wish I saw that.
Multiplexes.
I saw it
just
a bunch in theaters at the time. The movie kicked ass.
Yeah.
You didn't see it at all?
I didn't
in
see
theaters?
It in theaters.
No, yeah, no,
okay,
I saw it in theaters.
Cool.
We saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
And I remember this was like, multiplexes were new around this time.
Yeah.
So it was theater hopping.
Yes.
So it's like after Jurassic Park, let's move around and find another movie theater. And we slid into Menace to Society.
Wow.
Same year.
I don't know why he thought that was gonna work, but like we come in mid cooking crack scene. Like wow. It is literally
the table when they go, yeah,
got a pocket full of stone. Like that is and we're all sitting down like, oh shit. And it's just, oh, I don't think this movie is.
No,
I had.
That's
off,
crazy. That's the same year that the T-Rex.
That's what I was gonna say. I didn't know. Jurassic
Old Dog
Park
killed the Korean chick.
Yeah,
same
that's
year.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the only way I remember.
I've seen Menace to Society. I own it, I think. But I a friend of mine years ago, my friend Dave Mahaj, great comedian.
I know Dave Mahaj.
Great,
funny dude.
Great dude. Me and him used to work at Starbucks together. I got him a job at Starbucks. It's two idiots fucking working at Starbucks. I'm doing a show with him in Windsor, where he's from. And he goes, my mom is asking if we need anything. You know what I mean? He goes, do we need anything for when we're at the house, our house for the weekend? And I go, man, tell your mom that we need 4 bottles of Old English, 4 Raiders caps, and Menace to Society. I'm fucking around. I'm just fucking around, okay?
Right.
What do we need?
You need a motherfucking brew.
Yeah. The next day, his mom is the sweetest lady. He comes up. He comes to work. He goes, hey, man. My mom said she can't find the Raiders caps. And I'm not kidding you, dude. We got to his house. His mom... Okay, see how this is set up?
Yeah.
His mom had 4 bottles of Old English with Menace to Society leaning on it. Like, it's just crazy. The sweetest Lebanese woman that's ever
the presentation.
Old English.
Dude, oh, my God.
Set it up against the Old English is like...
That
here
that,
we are, everyone.
And the crazy thing is, that's not a bad party. That
no,
is not a bad
we
party.
We watched it.
Yeah. I think we should do an NNFA at the movies with Menace to Society. We are due a Jurassic Park. We do owe all the fans Jurassic Park.
Because it happened
the
same year. That's
we should get those movies
online.
You're going
to start doing movie watches? Because you should
We already
do
did
that.
It.
We do them. Yeah, we've watched Forrest Gump. We've done, what else did we do? Like a lot of, Ninja Turtles. We talk about the turtle movies. Yeah, you know, so.
What was that movie with Drew Barrymore? You like,
fuck, T, what was that movie with Drew
guys
Barrymore?
In the cars,
single mom.
And the girls.
Oh, Riding in Cars with Boys.
Okay.
Riding in Cars with Boys was just me shitting on. That is my Father's Day relaxation movie.
Listen to this shit.
I just enjoy watching terrible mothers on Father's Day. I just love watching mothers struggle while I just
his mom has given us this everything single mom and a shitty mom.
Yep.
Like even how he directed the doggone movie back to the mom. Dave don't like shitty moms. It cracks me up because he watches them just to go, you piece of shit.
If we're being serious.
Nathan's right there with me.
Yeah, I mean,
Nathan's
we all
right
come
there with me.
Single parent home.
No. Me and Nathan, our moms were a lot alike. Yeah.
I told you, every time that the end of the TV day, I'd be like, she's not coming home. Like, I swear to God. Because I was waiting up.
Never.
But yeah, who likes a shitty mom, Derek? In all seriousness. You know what
I get
mean?
It. My mom
society
is a shitty,
kinda
so
does though, because society will always give everybody a pass no matter what.
Well,
some people deserve a pass.
You need shitty
some
moms.
Some people that do not.
Shitty moms supply armies all around the world.
That!
and Waffle Houses. Waffle House stompings.
Yeah. I bet you the chick that caught that chair and threw it back, she was a single mom.
Shit, yeah, man, yeah. How about this, too? If we can't stop crazy people from just believing everything they say, we're going to have to close Waffle House.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to order your waffles. And they just come in a box. You make them at home, like Blue Apron.
Yeah.
If we can't...
Or they move them up north. We're a little bit more civilized up here.
Dude, nah, you know what, though? I would definitely encourage people, start putting Waffle House on your resume just to see. I think I would pull somebody in. If I was interviewing and I saw they did 2 years at Waffle House...
I was going to say, how great would it be?
That's two tours.
UFC fighter comes out. 3 years, Waffle House cook.
Yeah.
Everybody... hushed tones in the arena.
Like he kicks ass.
Right, he kicks ass. Right. He's fighting a guy that knows Muay Thai. Cool, dude. This guy fought a guy with 2 fucking spatulas as some other guy was trying to kill him from behind.
I worked at Waffle House for 3 years. I could do
did
this
you?
Shit.
Oh, I apologize. You were going with the riff. I thought for half a second, I was like, did you work at Waffle House for 3 years?
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm from Canada. What do you want? It's going to happen.
Yeah, apologies.
But I do love this.
I was going on the riff.
I do love this thing. That's
the Wile E. Coyote.
The sign. Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Fuck, it was something I was about to ask you. Go ahead, what were you about to say?
If you remember, ask me. But I'm thinking of this now. Now I'm really interested. what the fuck happened with Nelly?
Yeah.
You said this.
What the fuck happened?
Nelly, see if you can find footage of Nelly on stage in Australia.
Was he fucking up?
Yeah, so apparently there's a good festival. It's some sort of retro festival because I've seen a lot of these clips of like
I remember
Whitney Ja Rule and all of these people down there performing, and it's a huge festival that everyone is singing along to.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, apparently Nelly had quite a performance that went a little viral, and he seems to be a good sport about it. If they
he was high, he thinks.
Yeah, so he's...
So we had
he's like sweating profusely, missing all of the cues.
Wow. Huh.
Still fucking jacked.
Yeah.
Well, like this is ridiculous. I mean,
that nigga looked like wrong with
it. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, he gone, right?
You know what, though, man? This is just me. He does look fucked up. But you know what else?
His eyes rolling in the back of his head look like.
Guys, can we get serious here?
Go ahead.
This man has been touring the world and kicking ass 23 fucking years now. Literally. 2000, 2001. Did that man not run two summers?
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom.
That man ran... That man ran. Two summers.
Okay.
He's allowed to have one off day 23 years later.
Okay, good call.
That's crazy, man. Nelly, you're fucking up. Buddy, you weren't even born. When I was cooking, you weren't even here.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucked.
That's right.
It's crazy that some 8-year-old would be like,
grandma, head of the
camel. He's high. Yeah, well, I am high. And I've also been high on money, fame, women, 23 fucking years, man. Get fucked. I can sell any one of these jewels and buy you. I'm sure that I fucked up on EI tonight. I ran two summers. You know how hard that is?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not in music. You know how hard that is?
Yeah, yeah.
Two summers.
Yeah.
Back. Too bad, not like 2004. Back to back. Uh-oh. If you weren't there, you weren't there.
From St. Louis, too.
Where the fuck was
from
you at?
The middle
at
of the map,
dude. If you weren't there, you weren't there. If you weren't there, the man ran two fucking summers.
And one of them summers had drop down and get your eagle on, girl. That nigga
and put a whole team on with him.
The fucking song from
Tip
Bad Boys
Drill.
2.
Yes.
Get fucked. Get fucked. Rhyme with me was huge. Crunchy grammar by itself. You're fucking huge.
Yeah.
I don't like when the Air Force One.
He was all about the white ones.
Air Force.
Give me two per.
One.
Give me two
It's a smile on the rocks.
When the internet, Grills. Him, Paul Wall, dude, get fucked. Yeah. I don't like
it's a
when
smile the on the
internet
rocks.
Makes fun of older artists. I hate it. When people were making fun of Genuine.
Yeah.
Get you again.
I know you let it. I used to hear you so much about Genuine.
First of all, at the time, I was always, not even, I was always Genuine over Usher, personally.
Okay.
Genuine I can dance better.
Genuine's fucking, dude, Genuine has like four fucking songs that are like, dude, I don't even. So anxious, okay. Alone. You put that song by itself, kicks fucking ass. This song can stand up to a lot of this other stuff, period. So anxious.
And then a dance break
so
song.
Yet,
so anxious.
Timberland.
The theme song for Afternoon Sex, by the way.
So people are making fun of him. He's old. You go, again, man, you weren't here. I'm sorry. Did you miss 1996? Cool. You missed Pony. You missed the whole deal. That's awesome. This guy kicks ass. Also, what is he, 50-something now? Looks great. Spinning around and shit, dancing still today.
With bad knees.
Where's the fucking respect? We got 14-year-olds whose eyes dart all over the fucking place because they've been staring at a phone too long and they're gonna make fun of one differences.
Yeah.
Genuine? In those jeans? Genuine? None of your friends' business. Genuine?
Dance with a broom.
I'm 12. I take anxiety medication.
Yeah.
He's old. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He danced with a fucking broom. I love Jenny Wine.
You have worked yourself up like an abusive father right now.
You know what? I worked 23 years. 23
yes.
years.
23 yes.
God how dare you?
Yes.
Show you some fucking
Nelly.
I'm allowed to be fucked up.
You're allowed to be
one night.
Fucked up one night.
Bitches.
I put food on the table.
They call it a smile on the rocks.
Dude, that song was huge. 05, great. Man, get fucked, man.
Yeah. Look. Y'all any black people that go off, yeah, you got to respect any black people that have made, crossed over and made country music and then came back and black people was just like, yeah, he did that.
I honest to God, anybody that's even had like a one hit wonder, hard that is? What shit is out there?
Yeah.
One guy had a song that the whole world loved and then they go, oh, look at him, one hit wonder. Pal.
Pal.
What, are you fucked?
Bud.
Are you, bud, pal, buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy, guy,
Budzo.
Dude. Bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to make fun of who? Lou Vega? Seriously? We're doing that? Why?
Lou Vega. That's Mambo number
is
five.
Is Vega?
Man.
That's how fucking I.
Lou Vega, Mambo number five.
Yeah,
Vega?
Yeah.
Either right? way. Yes, yeah. Mambo number five. We're going to make fun of that guy?
One, two, three, four. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Yeah.
What the fuck have you done?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not listening to it, but there was a point in time.
Yeah.
It was?
You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't buy eggs
couldn't watch a movie.
For a cheaper price.
Yeah.
Without hearing, you'd open the carton of eggs, bah, bah, bah. Like it played. Each little egg was. They were naming the girls.
Yeah,
Christina.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are like, one hit wonder, man. Guys, grow up.
Yeah,
it's hard to do things.
It
and
is.
If you can make a song that the entire world loves for a little bit of time, okay, cool. You're not Prince. You didn't do it for 30 fucking years, but you had that moment, and we just don't respect that moment. I try to. I do.
I get it. I see what you're saying, bro.
I mean, yeah, it's like...
And I apologize, last quick thing. Jenuine and Nelly are not one-hit dudes.
Nah.
Cooking.
They were cooking.
Yeah.
Songs out. They had the motherfuckers had albums out, yeah.
Get fucked cooking.
Yeah, I feel like Jenuine at least got out the way, because he could have been a controversial guy, it seemed like. Like, had he still been in the limelight, he could have had a Chris Brown or R. Kelly type situation going on.
Look, I remember that Soleil joke you used to tell, the Jenuine Soleil joke.
The joke was basically that at the time.
So goddamn hard.
It was. I don't even remember what it was now.
I don't want to butcher it, but I remember
gonna
we was at the Village Lantern long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I'm going to butcher it because I don't really remember it. At the time, Chris Brown had hit Rihanna, and he was like blowing back up.
Yeah.
And
Deuces came out, that's why.
Yes, and the stupid joke was that Jenuine's sitting there and being like, I gotta knock somebody out. If I wanna get back on top, I gotta just start fucking rocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm butchering my own deal.
Motherfucker, you said something like, can you imagine Jenuine at a Detroit Motor Inn inside that motel just beating the shit out of Soleil? Bro,
manager on the phone.
I melted out of that chair.
One time,
Ryan laughing.
I was doing the Lindenwood Diner.
Lindenwood Diner,
East New York. Mm-hmm. It was a show and Carl Payne was on the show.
I know you're talking
plays,
about
Cole on Martin.
Okay.
And he was in town. He does comedy, but he was in town because he was doing an off-Broadway play with Jenuine.
Wow.
So he brought Jenuine with him.
Get fucked. You've met Jenuine?
So I'm sitting in a booth with Jenuine and...
Come on, man.
It's like, it's a round booth.
Okay. This one with Dino. Okay,
comics, I know about. Right? And then there's another booth next to us that's also round. And, you know, Jenuine, he's got the polo hat low, you know, he's trying to be incognito. And what was so funny was a girl from the next booth turned around and tapped him. The girl must have been about 17, 18. She has no idea who he is.
Okay.
But she literally goes, excuse me, my mom thinks you're somebody. And it was like, it
same
was a weird
emoji
thing where he's like, because it's the, you know, it's an older woman across the table that's like, I think that's.
Even though I'm at the only.
Here's the thing. It also,
just
nothing.
Start singing There It Is at her.
Nothing about it made sense. Nathan. I'm talking about East New York on a Wednesday night in February. There's snow on the ground.
Jenuine in the building.
And Jenuine is just.
in a booth.
Ain't no changing me. I can only be me.
And the woman, the woman goes, the girl goes, my mom thinks you're somebody. And he handled it very well. He just goes, yes, you can tell her I'm him.
Dude, I like Genuine more now than I did before. That's great. Yes, you can tell her I'm him.
Right.
He like, didn't even say who he was.
I'm him.
I love that. You can tell her I'm him.
Not even I'm going to tell her.
Like, exactly.
Not, yeah, you can go ahead and tell her
but
I'm
not
him.
Even that you can go ahead and tell her that I'm genuine. You can go ahead and tell her I'm him.
Which, that's the new thing out here. You know that.
Which in 96.
I'm him. Yeah.
And a few other years, he was him.
Yeah.
Was that him. Man was him.
Yeah.
In those jeans was wild. In those
and
jeans.
And the girls he had in that video was great too.
Wild. Get fucked. I hate when people make fun of older fucking artists.
Yeah, that had it. Like we waited for them Genuine videos. Like this nigga about to dance his ass off. He about yeah. this wild shit.
In the
yeah.
fuck, and that's when you and had to literally wait.
Timberland
literally
Timbs. Wait.
He would dance in Timbs.
Make him dance.
And yeah. leather pants. You understand yeah. how yes. heavy leather baggy pants are when you're a size 32.
Untied.
But fashion calls for a 40.
Yes, yes, at the time. Untied Timberland. Unlaced.
Yes.
Jamming.
It's like with a broom outside of a bodega that he's working at. He's also singing.
Knee.
I mean, yeah.
I ain't seen a motherfucker do the skip on his knee. He did the thing on his knee.
Man.
And then when he slid, get the fuck
get
out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
I see you have you in my living room trying to
yes.
do that shit.
Genuine not kicks cool ass. To just wear a wife beater underneath of a raincoat.
No,
I want to.
That's R&B shit.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you're not singing. You're either singing, they're singing or holding up a gas station.
Yeah, he was kind of dressed like Casey Jones, wasn't he?
He was.
Guy in the gas station holds his hands up. Guy walks in, just starts singing some fucking love song at him.
Give it up. Give it up. Come on.
Yeah. Nelly's allowed to have one weird night in Australia, man.
His eyes rolling yeah. back of his head. I'm just glad he didn't have a Damar Hamlin.
Yeah.
I'm glad that motherfucker just didn't pass out. That was because he looked weird. It looked pretty bad.
Something looked up, but you know.
Hey, man. Yeah, it happens, man. I would love to have that kind. I want that kind of confidence to be that fucked up in another country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm away,
we'll
like
get
that,
it done.
I don't get that
shows
drunk
in Amsterdam coming soon.
To be that comfortable to just go anywhere in the world and be like, yeah, I'm going to cut loose.
Well, I wonder if he was fucked up. We don't know what the fuck happened.
He doesn't seem to be.
They're making fun of it,
whatever. You know what I mean? And they usually don't discuss that kind of stuff. But I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I know you always have great takes on fucking Nelly. So
he definitely looked fucking crazy.
This was a great fucking episode, man. Nathan, one more time, man. Tell the people from your mouth to their ears the name of the special. And where they can find it.
Special is called Money Never Wakes. It's on my YouTube channel. Please check it out. And you can follow me at Nathan McIntosh on all the socials. That's also my YouTube channel.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Can they donate to this thing too? Like,
they can.
They can watch it for free, but is there a link where they can donate
yeah,
and support?
It's completely free, but my Venmo's in there if anybody wants to send anything. Zero obligations, but it's in there.
Nah, you're obligated to do it. Nathan is very, very funny. All
very
right,
funny
put out. Like, this man has ranted about more topics than you can, like,
yeah.
He's a walking Reddit forum, okay?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
There's an opinion on everything. It's an encyclopedia of opinions. Please, are you still doing your podcast?
Positive Anger?
Yes.
I was in the chat the other night with premiering the thing, and people were like, where's the podcast? I'm going to bring it back eventually. Right now, I'm not doing it, but if anybody wants to check it out, there's a ton of episodes.
Yeah, man.
Positive Anger out there on all the places.
How long you been
on
comedy night?
Comedy? Yeah. Period? Dude, man, a long time.
Yeah,
because I was 19.
Yeah.
Me too. So it's 20. It's 20 this July.
I'm 17 in right now.
Yeah.
It just is like.
Because I started when I was 19 too.
Yeah. It's
flash it.
Ridiculous. It's funny. I remember when I met Nathan a long time ago, and I remember telling him this story on his podcast, thinking that he would find it like amusing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it just changed his views of me. But we were doing a Brooklyn room, hood room somewhere in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And I just met him for the first time that night. And I mean, he's like, hey, man, can I get a ride? And at the time, I just didn't trust white people that were confident approaching black people like that. And I was just like, no. Like, and I left him there in Brooklyn. And then I told him that to his face like later, thinking it would be funny. We would laugh about it. And he's like, dude, what the fuck, man?
What the fuck?
First of all, I've been talking this whole time, and that's my accent? That's how I sound to you? It just gets filtered into this boat shoes wearing fucking dad having guy?
Dad having guy?
Yeah. You know. I got big lawn chairs and shit. That accent is not, that's not how I sound.
What the
you
fuck,
know, I
buddy?
Still don't remember this, but also, good. You're bigger than me. What are you worried about? What you don't trust? What do you think I'm going to do? Grab the wheel? What are you fucked?
Yeah. I
you
was.
Could literally kill me, Dave.
I was. Yeah, I didn't want to have to do that.
Don't trust. Fucked? What? Say what it really is. You didn't like white people at the time.
Nah.
You didn't want to have a white person in your car.
Nah. I was just more scared of you at that time.
That makes no sense.
Look at you. Anybody... You got glowing eyebrows. Of course. I don't see much of that often. It was scary to me.
Can I tell you guys?
You're like Norwegian today.
I might have said this before the last time I was here. And then we'll get out of here. I apologize. But I was talking to a guy. I'm Canadian. From Nova Scotia, thank you. I was talking to, I did this college show one time, and a dude came up to me afterwards, this black dude, it's relevant to the story.
Okay.
Black dude comes up to me afterwards, and we're talking for a minute, and then he just goes, out of nowhere, he goes, yo, man, do you know why red-haired people and black people get along? I went,
I'm ready for this.
I go, no, and he goes, because white people hate both of us. I was just like, that's so ridiculous.
That is funny, because I do have another friend that's a redhead that I've been close with him for a very long time, mm-hmm. just on some... And it was always, again,
y'all
being
blacks
very,
or white people. That's
being
what I heard.
Very honest with him. I used to tell him, like, dude, you creep me out. Stop looking. Like, because he just the way he would look at me when he's walking past my desk, and I would just call him out on it. Like, dude, you're pretty creepy. You know what I mean? But we bonded off of that. You know?
Yeah.
I've had the same for redheaded white women for a very long time.
Everybody does.
I don't know what it is.
I see it, and I'm fully repulsed. It's me. I'm looking at me with tits.
You're repulsed by redheads, really?
I need melanin. Yes. Yeah. Look at me, man. Yeah. How? What am I doing?
Yeah.
You need the. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
Oh, imagine me walking down the street with a fucking white red hair.
Another.
Lady. Exactly. We look crazy.
You'd look normal.
Like,
no,
two
we would
ghouls.
Not look normal.
Two ghoulish.
Other people
normal.
Who look like
people
that.
On
no,
a date.
No,
you guys
no.
would be draped in Patagonias and big beanies, and you'd be fine.
This guy
like,
keeps painting me as some fucking trust
not you.
Fund
kid. That's right.
Not you, but
if you and another redhead, I'd be like,
that's what
Game
I would
of Thrones
see.
Shit
yeah.
is happening around the corner.
Yeah,
a party.
Guys,
thank you so much for having me. This is always so fun. I really appreciate this. It's so fun coming here.
Yeah,
no doubt, man. Love you, Nathan. This has been a great episode, man. Guys, check out everything that we have going on. We'll probably put some more movies behind the paywall really soon. Producers in the booth, thank you guys for doing your thing. Tiana, say goodnight to the people.
Peace.
All right, Jorge, say goodbye.
Good night.
A lot of glasses in the booth. I like that. I like when there's glasses in the booth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Glasses out
they
here.
They look like
too.
They study it. Look like they in the lab or something.
It's like the opposite of your thing.
They like the NASA people. That's what they feel like. Me? Oh, no. Look at this shit I got going on.
I know. I'd like to think that your dad was just like this through the Air Force Academy. Like, oh, look
he
at
was
y'all.
The crew dog.
The nerds and the...
Nah, my dad was fixing jets at 17. I'm telling you, he had two Corvettes by the time he was 19. Driver's gloves. I'm the same dude, man.
Yeah.
I see my father and myself a lot. Driver's gloves, Beamer always dropped. Fucking, if you fly in Air Force One in your 30s.
Yeah. You do it. All right, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, say goodbye to the people there.
Hey, eat your vegetables, talk to God.
And I'm the God, talk to me. No need for apologies. Peace.